I'm curious from your perspective as a surgeon, how you see this new generation of systemic therapy for colorectal cancer being tolerated by patients. Now we're talking about oxaliplatin, irinotecan, Erbitux, or Avastin. What are you seeing as patients come back to you in terms of how they tolerate these agents?
Well, first off, we're seeing fabulous response rates. In the era with 5-FU leucovorin alone, for 2 decades, all we had was 5-FU leucovorin. And it's an exciting time to be in the field of hepatic surgical oncology because I never say never. I'll see patients with 7-8 lesions, and the response rates, when they occur early. They're fabulous. Half the lesions will disappear, and the other patients will be downstage to the point that we can operate. So we're seeing increased multimodality approaches for success. As far as tolerance, it's very variable. Some patients will breeze through chemotherapy and really exhibit no side effects, and others, after a couple cycles, they won't tolerate it. With oxaliplatin, we're seeing neurotoxicity, and they get numbness or tingling in their hands and their feet. We don't want to cripple somebody. We've seen patients literally they can't hold a pencil or a pen and sign their name, so we want to avoid the grade 4 toxicity there. But, you know, the grade 2, type 2 and 3 toxicity, it's usually reversible. So you stop the oxaliplatin, and the nerves will slowly regenerate. In general, though, I think the patients can tolerate it. There is a fair amount of what's poorly tolerated is the GI toxicity. They can get mucositis, dehydration. That's more commonly seen with Camptozar, with the CPT-11 or irinotecan in combination with 5-FU leucovorin. There's some patients, they'll get completely wiped out and severe diarrhea and dehydration, and we really have to cut back on the dose, or ultimately that may limit the full theory. But when we see oxaliplatin with the 5-FU leucovorin and bevacizumab, that's usually reasonably well tolerated, at least for a few cycles. Eventually, that neurotoxicity is cumulative, and we have to stop the oxali if the neurotoxicity gets worse.